Well, Coach, just a good one tonight. I thought the girls, for the most part, did a great job of going out there, giving full force effort, and again, that was very physical.
Yeah, I thought the effort was outstanding. I called a timeout early in the first quarter because I thought they were out hustling us a little bit. I kind of challenged them, you know, in my way, and they responded. I thought we played hard. I thought the execution at times, we didn't execute very well. Yeah, CHBC kind of packed it in a zone, and we weren't able to kind of transition and stuff like that. Obviously, we didn't do a very good job defending the Rodman girl as good as I had wanted. And then down the stretch, you know, we had a 10-point lead, and we kind of failed to execute a couple times. We took a bad three, you know, up by 10 with a minute and a half to go. We turned the ball over two or three times. So obviously, there's a lot to still to improve on, still to work on. But the effort level of these girls has been awesome. So now it's my job as the coach to kind of fine-tune some of those things, you know, the execution points of it, what to do when we're up by, by 8 or 10 with a minute and a half to go. I mean, you know, winning, you know, you have to learn how to win, you know, and you have to learn what it's like to be in those spots when you're up 8 to 10 with a minute and a half to go. And the other team's going to be hacking and fouling and things like that and trying to get the ball. So we got to do a better job, you know, and I got to do a better job of getting them prepared. But I thought they scrapped hard. I thought we competed. I didn't think we shot the ball real well again, but our defense and our rebounding, I thought Taylor Oakes was outstanding tonight. Just her toughness on the inside, she was getting really hard rebounds. She got some putbacks. I don't know how many points she ended up with, but I'm pretty sure she had a double-double. And for a sophomore, you know, making her fourth varsity start, that's pretty impressive. So I thought she was outstanding. I thought Liv got some tough rebounds. You know, and Ollie got in foul trouble. I thought Bella Walk came in and really gave us a spark, hit a couple shots, did some nice things. So a lot of girls contributed. I think we had 7 girls play, and they all contributed some way, whether it was rebounds, steals, tip balls, whatever.
Yeah, you talked about just the depth of the team with the 7 girls, and, you know, Taylor Oakes is one that I was going to mention. She was just everywhere tonight. Maddie Lupton didn't have the best night shooting, but she was able to still find ways to contribute. And like you said, Ollie Whitehead did a great job. Even though she was in foul trouble, she had to come in, I think it was with a minute left to go in the third quarter, and with 4 fouls, and she was able to just play outstanding defense and did it without picking up that 5th foul.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Sometimes the girls get, you know, they get upset with us when we're in practice and we call a foul, reach, you know. But I tell them, you know, you got to stop reaching. You got to stop reaching. And we reached some tonight. We fouled some. You know, I thought there was other fouls that didn't get called, but that's neither here nor there. But I thought that, you know, Ollie did a good job in the fourth quarter of staying on the floor. We need her on the floor, you know. And I thought Bella did a really good job in the third quarter of coming in when I had to take Ollie out for a long stretch, and she stemmed the tide. She hit some shots and did some really good things. But obviously we need Ollie on the floor. She's kind of our, you know, floor general as far as, you know, getting us where we need to go and whatnot. Maddie struggled tonight shooting the ball, but I thought she was still, you know, competing. And you know, we ran our purple there, and I thought she did a good job of being active down the baseline. You know, and then, like I said, Taylor just played outstanding tonight. Just an unbelievable performance. I thought her defense was outstanding, rebounding. She scored. She did everything we needed. You know, the different aspects of the game, she brought it all to the table. So I thought she had an outstanding game tonight.
You talked about defense quite a few times, and I thought for the most part your girls did a great job of forcing them into turnovers, forcing them into trap situations. And when you were able to apply that on-ball pressure so well, it really was able to get them flustered, and really they just struggled to get anything going in their half-court sets.
Yeah, I thought the first half, give them credit, I thought they did a good job of kind of taking us out of our – we weren't able to score because of their zone being packed in. We weren't able to score, which means we weren't able to pressure. When we did score, I thought we turned them over. I thought we bothered them. I thought we sped them up. I thought we did some good things, but we weren't scoring enough to get into our pressure. I thought in the second half we did a little bit better job of getting the ball in the basket, which allows us to get into our pressure then, because when we score, then we can set up our defense and so on. So, you know me, I mean, I love a good defensive team. I love teams that are all over the court, that hustle, that dive for balls. That's the way I coach. That's the way I played, you know. And so, like, to see that, to see the hustle, to see the desire that the girls are having so far this season, it really makes me happy as a coach. because I feel like they're kind of taking a little bit of my personality as far as, you know, I challenged them at halftime. I said, I feel like we're better, but right now we're not playing like it. I said, we have a lot more to offer than what we offered in the first half. And I said, I challenge you guys to step up and let's go get this. And I thought we did a good job. I thought down the stretch we made some mistakes, or it could have been a little bit wider. We let them back in the game a little bit, got them some turnovers and layups, and it made it close. But we made the plays when we had to, and we got the win. So, obviously, we'll see them again in a couple of weeks. And, you know, I would say it was a pretty even match tonight, so I would expect a lot the same when we meet down the road.
Obviously a 3-1 start, third place in this tournament, really good start. I know you would have rather be playing right now, getting ready to play for the championship, but still, compared to how you guys started last year opposed to this year, I'm sure it's something that you'll take 10 times out of 10.
Yeah, and I think this team is improving. You know, I think we're improving. I think that there's so many positive things going on with what we're doing. I think Nokomis is really good. I think they are really, really good. I think their defense is outstanding. They got girls that can score. They got size. Obviously, I didn't want to lose the way we lost as far as the point differential, but I think they're really good. Like, I think they'll win this tournament. So, you know, 3-1, there's a lot of good things, and, you know, so we just got to keep working, go back to practice on Monday, and our next game is North Clay, and we're going to try to get that one.